Greetings. My name is Reverend Anthony Kelly, and I am a pastor and teacher, author, entrepreneur, father, husband, grandfather, and host of the Shadows Project podcast. Throughout my 50 years of Christian ministry, prison ministry and criminal justice reform has by far been the most challenging. On this podcast, we will uncover the critical truths and justifications regarding prison ministry and criminal justice, and why it is important to the church and to our communities for engagement. Join me in hopes of spreading more awareness and recognition to this overlooked and mostly abandoned church ministry on the Shadows Project podcast. The Shadows Project podcast is designed to show local pastors and churches what, why, and how they can organize and develop an effective prison ministry by purchasing our training workshop package consisting of a 200-color slide PowerPoint presentation at a cost of only $49.95. To purchase your training package for your church, conference, congress, and convention, go to our website at www.rrministriesinc.org. Make sure you click on the store tab on our website. You can also purchase my popular book publications to complement your prison ministry training workshop package, also on our website. And those books include How Shall They Hear? Effective Preaching to Prisoners, What the Spirit is Saying to the Church, A 21st Century Progressive Ministry Vision Plan for the Church and the Black Experience, and my third book, Shadows, Serving with Character, Competence, Commitment, and Pride in the Absence of Accolades and Recognition. As a third option, you can even schedule an on-site four-hour prison ministry and criminal justice training workshop conducted by myself, by me, at your local church. And for that information, you simply send a request via my email at akellyrev@aol.com. That's A Kelly, KELLEYREV, at AOL.com. I'd like to welcome you to episode number 8. I'm so excited about episode number 8 of our Shadows Project podcast, titled Effective Collaboration and Approaches for Mentoring Programs in the Local Church. Again, that's Effective Collaboration and Approaches for Mentoring Programs in the Local Church to provide bold new leadership and redirected service for engagement in prison ministry and criminal justice challenges. Therefore, let us take a look now at the module number 8 that deals with effective approaches and collaboration for mentoring programs that are operating in our local churches. And this is key because we have to get away from that fallacy that one organization can do the most significant work. We got too many people and too many people in religious circles who feel that they can build the kingdom all by themselves. But prison ministry and all of the components and the complexity of it needs collaboration, need all the great minds and ministries to come together in our churches, in our congresses, in our conventions, in our cathedrals, in our gathering of people of God, working together to deal with what has become the most significant challenge to the church in the 21st century, and that is, of course, mass incarceration. But yet to establish that collaboration and organizational partnerships, we got to get over some of those barriers. You know, one that I've seen over and over again is what I call OTP. That is organizational territorial protectionism. Let me say that again. Organizational territorial protectionism. Now, to break that down simply in church language, that's about Y'all know something about cliques. Those are cliques. Those are groups who feel that they are self-contained and can operate all by themselves. Because they have their own interests and their own self-interests and their own agendas. Well, that takes place in a lot of organizations where they feel that they need to protect what's theirs, their territory, their work, their ministry, and think they'll lose some of that if they partner with other organizations. And so the refusal to partner with other worthwhile entities take place in a number of organizations for fear of the loss of funds or funding, fear of the loss of control, fear of the loss of their standing, their status, or for some even their feelings of superiority in terms of their feeling that they're the standard for engagement in that particular ministry. And that's all there despite our common goals and objectives. And the goal of this ministry, of God's ministry, is to make human life more human by making people whole, by coming to know who Christ is and coming to know and experience Christ and his power. And so there is a challenge to many of our churches and organizations to work together. I know some organizations also have an issue with paternalism versus parity. You know, again, that's where a major organization may feel that they don't need to have a sense of parity, of working on the same level with another organization. And I've experienced some of that in my years of ministry and working with groups. Where I remember one organization being so large simply wanted to engage our volunteers to infuse their programs and not give that same kind of cooperation to our ministry. And so I resisted that sense of paternalism, again, when you're not willing to share in a sense of parity with organizations. So those things are real. And even in our churches, again, I began this conversation dealing with, again, what I call the right church syndrome. You know, my church is the right church. All other churches are insignificant because God has called us to do this work. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, don't the Bible teaches us? It teaches us that we are many members, but we're only one body. And so we've got to learn how to collaborate and bring our resources together. We can do more together than we can apart in this great challenge of prison ministry. And again, the question is, why collaborate? Well, one, to identify gaps in current services. Second, to expand available services. Third, to provide better services. Fourth, to develop a better understanding of the needs. Fifth, to express mutual concerns and also to provide enrichment. Oh, we can do so much better together when we learn how to collaborate. And of course, to have an effective collaboration, we got to understand, and this is all in our training packet in great detail. I'm just giving you excerpts, if you will, of what you can get in that training package. But we got to deal with relationships. It's about relationships. People don't give money and funding, particularly to people who they don't know or whose ministries they're not aware of. You got to have a relationship with people in order to develop a very successful collaboration. There must be mutual respect and understanding. There must be accommodation. There must be flexibility. And this is really big, especially in some of our religious situations where and we vary in terms of denominational structure, independent, faith-based structures. But again, all of us, when coming together, have to leave the egos at the door. That's key in terms of sitting down and looking at each other eye to eye and working together. You got to leave your ego outside of the door. And we got to focus on mutual benefits and common mission. That ought to bring us together. Not focus on the things that separate us, but on the things that unite us. And so we must focus on mutual benefits and common mission. Extremely significant in terms of developing and approaching the development of great and successful partnerships. The Shadows Project podcast is designed to show local pastors and churches what, why, and how they can organize and develop an effective prison ministry by purchasing our training workshop package consisting of a 200-color slide PowerPoint presentation at a cost of only $49.95. To purchase your training package for your church, conference, congress, and convention, go to our website at www.rrministriesinc.org. And that can begin even in your local prison ministry. You know, you have your different job descriptions and positions. You know, your director got to do some collaboration with others in other churches, the crime prevention and violence reduction coordinator, the in-prison coordinator, the community services coordinator, the family life coordinator, district, state, national coordinators, directors, moderators, presidents, district superintendents, presiding elders, bishops, etc. There's always some level of collaboration and partnering that needs to take place. But in the local church, of course, you always start with the pastor. You meet with the pastor first and foremost, especially within the church. In the Black experience, where leadership and authority traditionally comes from the pulpit and not necessarily from the pew. And you do that to discuss merits of your program and how it will benefit the members of his or her faith-based organization. Secondly, suggest the formation of a prison ministry within the congregation to serve as a coordinating unit to work with your organization that will provide technical assistance and guidance for church members who want to mentor children of incarcerated parents, for example, or other youth who are in at-risk situations. In your approach, offer your services that will include orientation, screening, and training of the pastor's members and volunteers to be matched with children and youth who qualify for those program services. And in this mutual beneficial partnership, we can do that with government and community-based organizations. For example, the State Department of Children and Family Services that serve our youth and our children, foster care, and a number of various services that you can attain by partnering with your State Department of Children and Family Services. Of course, the city or county, parish, workforce investment area offices, they're an extraordinary organization by which to partner with. And there's a whole lot of detail in terms of their services that we also have in the larger package in the training material. Of course, the foster care agencies, Head Start. You want to also partner with fraternities, sororities. You know, you got them all. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternities, Chi Nu Chapter, Alpha Kappa, Alpha, Nu Gamma, and a whole bunch of them. You all know who they are. You can partner with those organizations to assist you in your mentoring programs in your local churches. Workforce investment area, they can provide services to include career counseling, comprehensive assessment, occupational skills training, job search assistance, and even placement assistance. Develop a memorandum of agreement with your organizational partners, with your fraternities, with your sororities, who can be great mentors in building companionship. They can be a sounding board to the young people. Share in academic tutoring, career and professional guidance, college and higher education guidance, self-building, perspective broadening, conflict resolution, womanhood responsibility. So many different ways in which your sororities and your fraternity members, especially in the colleges, that can share with your youth in your programs. Of course, the Department of Public Safety and Corrections in the Juvenile Justice Division. Of course, you can request a meeting with those heads and develop a memorandum of agreement as well, where they can assist you in your mentoring program. They can refer prisoners or youth who are incarcerated, who have been assessed and qualified to receive comprehensive support services from your ministry, from your church, upon their release back into their communities. And so, you know, when you identify these various organizational groups, your law enforcement, you know, you just have so many other social agencies can work together in terms of supporting your ministries in your local church. And what you really want to do to have a sustainability of your particular ministry or prison ministry in your local church is that you also develop what I call that PEACE, that planning, evaluation, and advisory coalition entity. And that model would include representatives, one from each of your organizational partners. And they can meet quarterly or monthly based upon the time to provide general oversight, having a sense of ownership of your program and developing it and implementing your goals and objectives. They can do evaluation and help you with that in your work. And so again, that would be the ideal, because that group can deal with helping you to review your general status of your program, public relations, program services, post-program support and its achievements, data collection and research, advisory coalition, volunteers, sustainability, and human resources. You must depend on collaborating with your organizational partners. Remember, brothers and sisters, the work and the ministry is too big for any one group. It's too large for any one ministry. It takes all of us to come together and share in this great work. And it is a great work. Yes, it is a great work that you're doing. And finally, in my ninth episode of my Shadows Project podcast, I will be presenting the first of four evidence-based strategies on how to effectively preach to prisoners behind prison walls. The focus will be on preparation. That is, things you need to know about the crowd. We'll deal with urgency of the now and looking at this sobering reality of statistics, knowledge of prisoner characteristics, knowing the difference between hearers and listeners, the awareness of security concerns and the impact it has on the preaching experience, and also approaching the pulpit in prison with confidence. And so you are cordially invited to join this movement, and it's a movement toward relevant and redirected ministry to regenerate, reclaim, and restore returning citizens. Also to strengthen families and create safer communities. We, as the people of God in particular, must engage in proactive advocacy and reactive strategies to prevent crime and reduce violence. As faithful believers in the dignity and worth of every human person, after you have completed the training through my Prison Ministry and Criminal Justice Training Workshop, you will be able to move from right belief, which is orthodoxy, to right action, which is orthopraxis. And you'll move in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ that brings spiritual health and wholeness to those who will hear his voice. Otherwise, the beat goes on. I hope you will join me and other persons in your networks for this most significant training podcast, now streaming on all platforms wherever podcasts are heard, to include Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Player FM, Podcast Addict, and Radio Public. Again, my brothers and sisters, I thank you for this privilege to share this passion, to share this challenge, and to share this mandate with you in terms of how we together can make human life more human. Again, I encourage you to go to my website to get more information and details about our resources, and that is again at www.rrministriesinc.org. Again, www.rrministriesinc.org. And so remember to continue to pray, continue to plan to be safe, and definitely continue to persevere. God bless you and thank you.